Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Dave Bowling. Good to be with you today. It is Monday, March 11th, 2024. We're going over a couple of interesting insurance fraud cases today. Some of them licensed, some of them not. Got some updates for you, though. Today's episode is sponsored by our friends over at Hawksoft.
We actually decided to go to Hawksoft because we kind of got word of mouth of just you guys seem to be taking over as far as rocking the insurance field, really. Our prior system, we kind of lost the family connection as far as we wanted somebody to be able to answer the phone and be able to get answers or solutions to kind of our quirks and figuring the system out. And we had a lot of lack of communication with our prior software, and you guys just kind of took the ropes in. And you know, whether it's chat or email or phone or whatever, you can always get somebody online and somebody to help you out.
And if you want to get connected with Hawksoft, go over to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on agency management system. Hawksoft is the only AMS that has a 97% recommendation rate, and I am part of that 97%. So we appreciate the partnership here on the show with Hawksoft. Okay, so, you know, we're talking about some crime today. We're going to have an insurance fraud segment, I think, moving forward, because seems to certainly be enough of it to go around. And the first story that I want to talk about is, because I think we highlighted this last year, maybe, on the show, a Missouri man and woman sentenced in a $1.1 million insurance fraud scheme. So this is on insurancejournal.com. The two Columbia, Missouri residents were sentenced in a federal court on March 6th for their roles in a $1.1 million insurance fraud scheme that involved false claims of injuries suffered in faked car accidents. So let's see, Michael Lee Jean Stapleton, 37, LaToya Marie Brown, 37, they were both sentenced in separate appearances before U.S. District Judge Roseanne Kitchmark. So Stapleton was sentenced to 4 years and 3 months in federal prison without parole in order to pay $166,363 in restitution to his victims. Brown was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison, and she was ordered to pay $72,069 in restitution to her victims. I don't know where that adds up to $1.1 million, on what planet that takes place on, but, you know, this is kind of just another example. They were putting through all these accidents, and let's see, there was six insurance companies involved, conspiracy to defraud them for a total of $1.234581 million, $1.24 basically $1 million. They recruited friends, family, acquaintances, friends of friends to participate in these staged accidents. Conspirators went to various medical providers claiming injuries of the stage accidents and requesting various testings such as MRIs, CT scans, or x-rays. They then submitted false claims to insurance companies that they had suffered bodily injury and they would be personally liable for any medical bills related to insurance claims. Conspirators, some of whom were involved in multiple incidents, received thousands of dollars and in some cases tens of thousands of dollars based on these false claims. None of the conspirators made any payments to medical providers and instead used the funds for personal expenses. So it is good to see that there is some justice here. Looks like State Farm issued a $50,000 check to Stapleton, a $50,000 check to Jackson. None of the medical bills totaling $188,920 at Research Medical Center have been paid. There are 16 defendants who are going to be sentenced in this case. So this is another reason why insurance is so expensive. Here's the more interesting one, though, that I just X'd out of, so I'm going to have to pull it back up here. Here we go. A former insurance agent arraigned for stealing more than $380,000 from commercial clients. The former agent's husband has also had his license revoked by the California Department of Insurance. This is on Property Casualty 360. Let's see. So this lady's Marcia Wabble. I don't know. The former agent, she's facing 8 felony counts for embezzlement, forgery, false impersonation, all this stuff. So the long and short of this story is, She had her insurance license revoked by California Department of Insurance in October of last year. She's facing counts of embezzlement, forgery, false impersonation after investigation found that she fraudulently issued 15 policies and 5 fake policy endorsements. The fake insurance products resulted in premium theft of more than, get this, $216,000. So she forged 7 finance agreements with Cypress Premium Funding. She then used the fake binders to show that the policies had been sold and illegally received more than $165,000 for her efforts in this. The California Department of Insurance disciplinary documents had said that an investigation into Wabble Wobble, I don't know her name, started after an employee at the James River Group discovered a fabricated James River Casualty Company policy had been issued. Court documents indicated the money from the premium finance fraud was diverted into accounts controlled by her and her husband, George, who worked at the agency as a secretary and a director. So George also had his insurance license revoked. They noted that he knew or should have known about the misconduct, given his position at the agency. And CDI, California Department of Insurance, said if George knew of the misconduct and did nothing to stop it, he violated his fiduciary duties as an insurance producer. If George has no knowledge, he's unaware of this misconduct, he is likely incompetent and not fit to hold an insurance license. Hard to argue with that. So she claims that she took this money and she, you know, started doing this fraudulent behavior because George has excessive spending habits and he was unable to hold down a job for long. So she said her fraudulent activity ended after receiving a Small Business Administration loan for $312,500 in December 2021. Marsha claims George spent all the money from that SBA loan. So big time bummer. Don't do fraudulent stuff, folks. Even if it looks good for a minute, don't do it. If you see somebody else doing it, report them. This has been your daily insurance meditation.